Episode of the motherfucking Minority Sports Report. I'm your boy Big Black in studio, live via satellite.
Yeah, from that satellite of love beaming down straight from that satellite to your brain.
Satellite to your motherfucking brain holes. Oh man.
So
we have
it's all hearts and rainbows up here, baby. It's all hearts and rainbows up here.
It's a fucking Care Bear all of a sudden? Jesus Christ. Joseph.
Like a Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper up here.
Oh shit, you almost killed me, dog. That was fucking great. I almost choked on this water. Oh shit. Fucking Lisa Frank, man, I haven't thought about that shit in a long time. Sparkles and shit. But from the most like girly thing ever, we're gonna go to the most manly thing in football. We are currently in week 5 of the preseason, but week 4 just finished essentially yesterday. I think all the games were done yesterday, tonight. So
yeah, today was the last of the game 3s.
Yup, it looks like, yeah, only 2 teams played today. It was the, Cardinals, Cowboys, and Bengals and Bills to play today. But,
my Broncos?
Mm-hmm.
They won, I think. Shows how tapped into the motherfucking preseason I am.
I'm saying.
They were looking. I watched the highlights. Yeah, they won. It was in Washington. They won 29-17. So that's, you know, encouraging.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And watching the highlight, I didn't watch the whole game. I was at Harry Potter trivia. Hedwig and the Angry Splitch. We finished 4th. I'll get into that later. So I was getting updates throughout the trivia. Watching it, I was like, we're gonna do pretty 8-8 this season.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that assessment. 8-8, 9-7, being super optimistic. Which is kind of whatever.
Yeah, I think they can win. They can go 9-7. You know, maybe sneak a game if a team's not up for it or something.
Oh, because
you know,
there's gonna be some fucking gotcha games and shit. Like, oh, we're going to play the Broncos.
Yeah, no.
Nope, getting the ass stuffed, especially at home. Despite how shitty, at least since I've been here, despite the team, man, like beating Broncos at home is pretty fucking hard.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, it's, you know, there is an advantage at playing at Mile High just because, you know, the crowd is, you know, no matter what, the crowd's going to show up.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know, it's just I'm putting expectations very low. That way, if they do anything better, then, you know, hey, awesome.
smart man. Oh shit!
But
the Patriots lost.
Yeah, watching those pass highlights, Brady's looking like Brady.
Yeah, yep, that's like, but they lost their last preseason game to the Panthers, 14-25. If Brian Hoyer is the Patriots' future, wow. Let me just say that. Wow. Not looking forward to it.
Wait, Brian Hoyer is your backup now?
He got a lot of game time on fucking Friday, but he did not do well. It was bad.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not the future. He's just you know, he's going to make a shit ton of money to hold a fucking clipboard.
Oh yeah. But all jokes aside, it made me miss Jimmy G that much more. Honestly.
Oh yeah. Well, hey, you know, speaking of Jimmy G, I just got to say, it's 2018. There is absolutely no shame in dating a 49er. You know, to that lady porn star, you shouldn't. Don't let anybody shame you for dating a 49er. It's 2018. We're better than that.
We're better than that. You're fucking dumb, yo.
That whole thing just blew my mind. I was like, why do you care? Why does anybody care?
That's exactly my thoughts, too. I was like, who the fuck cares? He's fucking rich and he's an athlete. Duh, he's banging porn stars.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, but she's like an old porn star. I was like, yeah, he probably jerked off to her when he was like 13.
Right?
He's like, yeah, now I can like have sex with her if I want to.
Now he's jerking in her.
I don't know. But it's just, I don't know. It was just like, to me, I was just like, what are you, like, I don't know. But then again, I'm very much of the camp of, I don't care who you're fucking.
Yeah, right. Yep, I'm on that same camp. Are you having safe sex? Cool. That's all I care about. And even then, I really don't.
For me, I don't know them personally, so I don't even give a shit about that.
I know, I mean, I'm just speaking for the species. You know what I'm saying? We need less diseases being transmitted. But, yeah, I'm with you, man.
Yeah, okay. I'll support that. I'm always for less diseases.
Man.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to touch about real quick, you know, because it's preseason, we watch it, but we don't really give a fuck. Like we said, he was at trivia doing Harry Potter shit, looking at his phone. I think I was at work most of the day looking at my phone, and then I was watching Netflix and doing all types of shit and editing audio and just checking scores randomly. But the thing that I want to talk about that I think is fucking insane is the Browns beat the Eagles 5-0. On Friday?
Oh, yeah. I was seeing that. That is classic preseason football.
So, I was just like, yo, how the fuck is that? Okay, so, obviously, we know how it's possible.
It's a safety and a field goal.
Right, exactly. That's all. There are 11 guys that start, and 11 guys that start on offense and on defense. There are 22 people on the field at any given time, and that is the only amount of points they were able to put up, 5 fucking points in fucking 60 minutes. That is fucking terrible, even for preseason. And
a five, any sort of like 5 score in like when I talk about football, that's always like a joke score I give. Like,
yeah.
5.
You got 5, but this is real life, man. The defending Super Bowl champions lost to the Cleveland Browns in preseason. 0-5. This is fucking nuts, man. I can't. Can't believe it.
Yeah, next week's. I look forward to next week's Hard Knocks.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. This past week was pretty good. I watched it twice.
Oh, Hugh Jackson on the phone with Dez.
Bro. Oh shit! Real quick. Yeah. Speaking of that, I saw that they only offered him like less than $5 million. And he was kind of like, fuck y'all, man. So that's why he didn't sign with the Browns right now. But they're still interested in taking him because they have what? Josh Gordon came back last episode of Hard Knocks. Thank you very much. And see how it tied all there together. And they have Jarvis Landry on the other side. Hey, he's back. He's in the building. What did they say? Hey, guys. What? The eagle has landed. Really? Is he here? No, but he's landed. They're so fucking. I swear to God, that's a direct quote from that fucking episode of Hard Knocks, man. They were so pumped once found out he was in Cleveland, just like in the area. I mean, I would be too. He's a fucking beast.
Yeah, but it's just Josh Gordon is a big dummy just in general.
Yeah, man. For real. Like, I'm smoking weed right now, literally exhaling into my microphone. But if I had an NFL contract, you think I'd be smoking this shit? I'm like, I got 7 years off this bitch max, nigga. Then I'm going to smoke weed again. You know what I'm saying? Like, to stop smoking weed,
or
bro.
Or just do it in the times when they're not going to test you.
Right.
They know when they're going to get tested.
Yep. Fucking, what was that? Like, oh, yeah. What?
It's random, but they're also like, hey, don't do on this week. Make sure everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm saying Odell Beckham was caught, you know, allegedly doing blow and smoking a joint during the offseason. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Come on. There's no excuses for you to be get caught. You just don't give a fuck. If you get caught in the NFL, it's for two reasons. One, you don't give a fuck. And two, you have no friends in the organization. Like, that's fucking...
Yeah.
That's the only way you can fail. Like, I mean, if you take some other shit, like Julian Edelman, for example, you know, performance-enhancing drugs, whatever... You know, if you're taking some shit, you don't know you're taking some shit. That's what happens. But when you're smoking weed...
Oh, I love the, I didn't know it was illegal. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you get paid enough money that you should find somebody who knows that that shit is illegal.
Yep. They don't fucking buy that shit at all. I didn't know I was taking it. And it's you shouldn't buy it because it's fucking bullshit. Yeah, you're taking a lot of shit because you're an athlete, but you're an athlete. You should know what the fuck you're putting in your body.
You shouldn't blindly trust your trainer, or, you know, if you do, he better, you know, that shit better never fucking happen, because mm-hmm. it's like, they get paid, they know what's on the list.
Yeah, for real, they know what's up. And matter of fact, I would have a contract saying if I get caught up on some bullshit that you're giving me and I don't know, you're paying that fine, you know, that's just me. But yeah.
Ooh, Tyron Johnson, I drafted him. Sorry.
You're good. That's right. Fantasy football is a thing.
Yeah.
Some of the boys.
It was fantasy football weekend.
Fantasy football. But, I was going to say some of the boys.
Nobody cares about my team. But my team rocks.
No, everyone that listens to this Minority Sports Report podcast is going to care about your fantasy team just like you grew to care about the Shanghai Dragons. All right. So it's just going to. And I mean, you don't really care, but you're interested now. You know, it's like, hey, how are they doing? You know, so that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, but no, I just saw some highlights of Tyron Johnson, and I was like, ooh, I drafted him.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm not doing
it.
No fantasy.
But yeah, I had a good draft this week.
So who'd you get? Starters.
I got Drew Brees as my Colt QB.
Tight.
Gronk's my cheap tight end.
Duh.
Let me pull up my roster real quick.
Oh no, you're good. I figured you didn't have it. I thought about that after. I was like, damn, I probably put him on the spot. He's on his phone. How the fuck can he pull up his? You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, we have laptops and shit.
Oh no, I'm just getting my tablet out.
Getting that tablet.
My tablet up.
That's what he calls his penis, everyone. Yeah. So this is kind of gross.
Then I sent you a picture of my penis.
Oh goddamn!
Don't do that. Don't ever do that, guys.
No, don't ever.
Don't do it.
For real.
Unless the girl explicitly asks for it, otherwise she does not want to fucking see it.
And even then, dog, make sure she ain't trying to clown you.
Yeah. But I got Drew Brees, Juju Smith-Schuster, Emmanuel Sanders, Kareem Hunt, Rob Gronkowski, Deion Lewis, who actually I was surprised he's still playing.
That is crazy.
Jameson Crowder, Cooper Kupp, who I drafted just because I love his name. Matt Prater's my kicker. Green Bay's my defense.
Bro, you got a little squad there for your starters, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a 10-person league, so it's like every team's fucking stacked.
Yeah, but even you can have stacked teams and not win shit, man. Because I'm like, once you said Kareem Hunt, I was like, you'll have a hard time losing this season, man, because he's going to rack you points because he's a fucking beast.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll have a good year. Another good year, I should say.
Right.
Yeah, actually, Gronk was my second pick.
You got to snatch that up, though. You got to lock that down.
Oh, yeah, no. Because, I mean, him or maybe the guy from KC, Kelsey. Like,
those are
the only two tight ends worth a damn in terms of fantasy points.
Consistent points in fantasy, absolutely. because they're getting targets.
Yeah, otherwise it's like, fucking wait till the 8th round to draft your fucking tight end. But, yeah.
So what's
and
the-
then, you know, my friend was like, Riley was like, Drew Brees, huh? And I was like, hey, they gotta score 50 points to win a game.
See, that's what people... See, that's why I fucks with you, Jay Snog, because people let their emotions get in the way. You're like, they don't win unless he throws like 500 yards a game, and he's gonna throw at least 300. Yeah. So regardless, you're good. That's smart thinking. That's my guy. He's a smart thinker. What's the name of your team?
I'm sorry.
What's the name of your team?
Oh, my team is My Little Broncos.
Oh, that's so good on so many levels. God damn it. I love it. That's fucking tight.
it's a picture of a pony touching a TV. <That's simple.
laughs> Oh shit, that's great.
With the, wearing a Broncos jersey and saying, I should have been in there.
Oh, love it. Love it. Love it. That's good shit. Oh, man.
But,
we're gonna talk about.
Yeah, I'm excited for this season. I think hopefully other networks will take ESPN's lead and just not air the national anthem from now on.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do. Problem solved, yo. Problem fucking solved. Because it doesn't matter.
And then. Yeah. Because our whiny baby of a president is like, well, now I'm mad that they're not going to show the anthem. Are you really?
No, you know. I was over the weekend, I was watching some baseball. I mean, excuse me, this was during the week at a veteran's house. And I mean, like, this whole family is veterans. Like, mom, dad, brothers, sisters, like, everyone's a vet of some sort. And nobody stood up during the national anthem. In fact, we talked during it because it doesn't fucking matter when it's on TV. You know? It's fucking... whatever.
Yeah, well, if you listen, you know how we feel about this.
Right. Exactly. You know. But yeah, it'll be a good season.
We're sick of crusty old men enforcing their views on us.
Yeah. But it'll be good.
Good season. Good season coming up.
Yeah.
Should we make just randomly bold predictions?
Oh shit! I said after preseason, so one more week for me before I'm like really, really, really in there. But I do want to really bad.
Okay.
I really do. But I'm gonna wait more week.
All right. Next week we will have bold, crazy predictions.
Yes. We're going to have crazy predictions. It's going to be nice. And they're going to be right. All of our predictions.
And I'm going to look back in 10 weeks and be like, what was I thinking?
Oh, man, I know. Oh, shit, that's going to be good. It's going to be good. What was not good today, honestly, we had a tragedy during esports Madden tournament today in Jacksonville, Florida. During the Madden 19 tournament, I think it was Madden 19.
Yeah, it was Madden 19.
It's
on the
24-year-old person opened fire, took his own life. 9 people had gunshot wounds. 2 people were injured. I think 3
people died.
Yeah, 3 other people passed away. Got killed today.
Including the suspect.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And apparently she was like a participant.
Ooh.
Like, he lost, and then he, like, started shooting people, I think is what happened.
What the fuck? Really?
See, yeah, I didn't... 'cause there's definitely stuff... there's video of him like being interviewed at like either last year's or the year before or last year's Madden championship.
Mm.
So he's like part of the scene.
Wow.
Like he's from Baltimore and stuff. I'm kind of looking at the article right now. Obviously, it was updated several times.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what I'm looking at now too, because there's so much more information than when we talked about it earlier. But still,
yeah.
Crazy.
They're saying that the shooter won Madden NFL 17 Bills Championship Tournament. So, and he was registered to play in this weekend's event, but. This is, again, too common in our fucking country. And these are people who are just fucking going to play some Madden, you know?
For real.
And they shouldn't have to worry about this kind of shit.
Yeah, man, it's fucking stupid, yo. You know, it's just, it's, all these shootings suck. You know what I'm saying? They're awful. But then it's like, you know, You never think about where it can happen, nor should you, because you should enjoy your fucking life, you know? But, you know, for me, when this happened, I was watching the fucking Overwatch League tournament, you know, a game about shooting motherfuckers, you know, and, like, doing things like that. And it was just really, it hit me, like, super hard. Like, I didn't cry or anything, but it made me, like, take stock
of
everything. Like, Jesus.
You know, these are people just like you and me, you know, these are gamers, these are, you know, people who just want to, you know, watch other people play video games.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and especially, you know, Madden, you know, it's, and this, the idea that, like, somebody should be like, oh, well, I have to think about whether I'm going to be fucking shot while I'm, you know, competing for a place to, you know, maybe move on to the next round of, you know, Madden. That shouldn't fucking happen in our country. And I don't know what the solution is, but maybe getting the guys in power out of power is the first step.
Yeah, I agree with that, because this shit's been going on for too long, and it only really started happening once a certain group got in the office, you know? So we're you got to start locally, think globally, baby, you know? But,
yeah.
It's a fucking tragedy.
You know, elections are this November.
Yep. It's a fucking tragedy. It's a fucking shame that this shit happens all the time. But like I said, we're talking about this one in pretty hardcore and seriously, because like you said, I was literally doing the same shit those dudes were doing when they got shot. Literally. At the same moment, just happened to be, you know, in the comfort of my house, but I was doing the same exact shit they were doing, you know? And it's just fucked up.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, that's, like, you know, that could have been you or me or any of us, you know? And that's not fucking okay.
No, it is not.
It doesn't happen anywhere else.
Really? You're right. It doesn't happen anywhere else. Just here.
So.
Ugh. Man.
But then, yeah, but let's move on. Jacksonville, we're with you. We love you. Absolutely.
Actually, did they win their... If they didn't win their football game, man, that's a double. Ugh.
I don't know if they played. They probably played yesterday or Friday if they played.
I know one of their... I think one of their starting defensive backs got injured. And had to leave the game. That was like the only shit that I recall from seeing that game. But we already talked about it.
I mean, it's not like you and I are on the Jacksonville.
No, I know, really.
I mean, granted, Blake Bortles mania will sweep the nation this year.
That's right. It's happening. It almost happened last year.
It's going to happen. Almost over this
course. Blake Bortles mania. I swear to God, if that like really happens, bro, we're going to have to, like, show the world, like, hey, we've been calling this since, like, 2017. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Actually, it was, like, 2016. whenever Blake Bortles got drafted, yeah. I was working at the liquor store actually when you started that shit. So that's a while ago. Fucking guys.
Yeah, no, that was like 4 years ago.
These motherfuckers. Get on the Blake Bortles train. Get on the fucking train.
It's time. This is the year. Blake Bortles mania.
Emo
mania looked like Linsanity, I'm telling you.
Oh, shit. Linsanity was insane, bro. I didn't get on it, but it was fucking crazy, Linsanity. Oh, man. And then he got paid and was Linsanity. Mediocre.
Yeah, Linsanity. Yeah, I think he's still in the NBA.
No, he is. But he's not, you know, that Linsanity shit is not a thing anymore. Like it was. But it was tight seeing the Asian dude. Asian dude balling hard. Like, yes, minorities.
Yeah, Harvard graduate balling hard.
Yeah, for real. I'm rather smart, he says. Oh, MLB.
Oh, I woke up this morning, to quote my friend Elliot, how nice it is to wake up with the Rockies in first place.
Nice.
And then, like Kaiser Soze, it was gone.
Stupid. Oh, man. Hey, that guy.
Back in second place.
Second place, baby. Yeah, y'all got a spanking today, man. Damn, that's bad. Oh, yeah, that's rough.
Oh, no. They spanked the Cardinals last night, and then today the Cardinals fucking answered back and were like, fuck you.
Shit, man. The Red Sox got spanked today, too. Not as bad. It was 9-1.
But they've got games to lose.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot. Oh, shit. But yeah, man, that's not bad, yo. A game back. I mean, like, yo, the Dodgers, for you guys, the Dodgers are in third place. No one was expecting that, ever.
No, they're 2.5 games behind. And at this point, that's a lot of games.
Yeah, that's a lot of games, man. It's fucking tight.
Yeah, and that's what I want. Now I'm like, because not only am I checking like Rockies games, I'm also seeing how the Diamondbacks are doing and how the Dodgers are doing and how teams like St. Louis are doing.
Yeah, Cardinals are doing really
wild card for us.
The fucking Cards.
The Cards with the best fans in baseball. They're the best.
Shut
They're
up.
The best fans in baseball. They're the best.
How many games are left? Because I know it's getting close. I mean, if you don't know, that's fine. I'm not trying to put you on the spot like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably like, 30 games left.
Okay, that's all right. I was thinking 20 to 40, so.
Yeah, split the difference. Like 20 to 30 games probably. Everybody's in that range.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I forgot to. That's check ball. Jesus fucking Christ, Baltimore.
No, we're good, man. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Actually, just fucking. Let me run through the American League real quick, and then we'll rash them after you do the National. All right. So we have the Astros out of the American League West at 80 wins and 50 losses. Second place, we have the Athletics. 79-52, a game and a half back. In third place, Mariners, 74-57, 6.5 back, which is kind of a shocker because the Mariners were killing it earlier in the season.
Oh, yeah.
They've
been stumbling. Oh, damn, I didn't know they dropped to third.
No, me either. I was expecting to see them in second, but, spouting off. AL Central, Indians in first place, 74-56. Twins, second place, 61-69, 13 games behind. Doesn't matter. Detroit Tigers are in third, 21 games back. 21 and a half, so I don't even give a shit. I'm not even going to tell you their record. Fuck it. I'm going to do it because I talked about it this long. 53-78. That is fucking bad. All right. Now, American League East. We got the Red Sox, first place, 90-42. Yankees in second place, 83-47, 6 games back behind the Red Sox. And the Rays, who the Red Sox lost to today, are 19.5 games back behind the Red Sox, 70-61. Jay Snog, get that A. NL, say NL. There you go. Yeah.
Starting out with the NL East, we got Atlanta with 73 games to 57 losses, with Philly in second place with 70 games and 60 losses. They're three games behind. Washington's in third place with eight and a half games behind for 65 and 60. Ooh, they're almost 500.
Yeah, almost. 66.
Man, Bryce Harper is fucking out of there.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
NL Central, the Cubs are 76, winning 76 games to 53 with the Cards, 73 to 58. They're a full 4 games behind, but they are in command of the wild card at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that wild, wild NL West, Arizona sits atop with 72 wins, 58 losses. The Rockies at 71 wins, 59 losses, and the Dodgers at 70 wins, 61 losses. They're full 2.5 games behind.
Yeah.
And, let's talk about the Baltimore Orioles still haven't won 40 games.
Bro, the fucking the Royals have 40 wins. Kansas City got to 40. Yeah. Kansas City's there.
They might, you know. I don't think either team is going to get to 50, but man, Baltimore hasn't even won 40 games.
40. They have 94 fucking losses. That is crazy. 94 losses.
They could lose like 140 games.
Bro, that is. How do you. I'm like, how do you compare it? Because the Royals have 91 losses, and that's fucking crazy as shit, too, man. Like,
yeah.
Well, let me see. The Padres have 83 losses, which is nuts. But these other two teams are in the 90s, so they don't even matter. They're so lucky this season. I mean, like, not really, but, man, 94 fucking losses.
Baltimore is mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, they're 52.5 games behind.
That is fucking, that's fucking gnarly, yo. Fuck, man.
So, about 20 games ago, they were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see? Padres, 23.5 games back. See? That's not terrible. A fucking, the Royals, 34.5 games. That's... I mean, that's bad. I mean, they're both bad.
Both of those are terrible.
They are terrible.
Like, it's not 50 games back.
I mean, in relation to the Orioles, it's fucking awful.
Granted, it's against Boston, so that's, you know, 90-win team versus a team that hasn't won 40 games.
I know. That's so fucking... Oh, that's so crazy. That is so bad. I can't get over it. Get your shit together, gosh. Baltimore. 100%. Get all your shit together. God.
Trust the process, John. You gotta trust the process. That's what they say, right?
Yeah, that's what they say. Say that shit all the time. Fucking crazy.
Well, it worked in Detroit. The Pistons are okay now, right? Or no, what was it? Philly? Philadelphia. Yeah. The 76ers are all right.
Yeah. Was like a decade of fucking losing though? Come on. Fucking
awful. Yeah, and the Browns are really good and they've been losing for years.
Ah, Jesus Christ. Skame called us today. And obviously we're gonna listen to Skame. Let's take a listen again. To Skame.
Woo! Alright. I'm excited.
Just kidding. I had to talk to him. It was fucking awful. All right, y'all. Here's his game. Yeah, here he goes. Yo, everybody. What the fuck is happening? My nigga Skame, how are you? Welcome back.
Chilling, man. Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Fucking great, man. High as a whistle.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Nice relaxing Sunday.
Word, man. Let's bang it out.
So I guess we're gonna hop right into this shit. First off, no NASCAR this week. There was the Craftsman truck race, but the main series wasn't racing this week. They'll be back next week with the Bojangles Southern 500 from Darlington.
Bojangles.
That should be a pretty good one. Second to last race before the playoffs start. But other than that, we go right into some Glory kickboxing. We had Glory 57 from Shenzhen, China. I did not watch this shit because it started at like fucking 3, 4 in the morning. bear with me as I murder these names. So we had the main card, Sitachi, Sitsong Pinong versus Marat Gregorian. Now this was a lightweight title fight. The first guy, I'm not going to say it again, he's still the champ. He won by a split decision. Then we had...
Nice.
Actually, I'm reading these in reverse order. So that was the main event on the main card.
Gotcha.
Then the co-main event for that was Kaiyan Zhang versus Cedric the Kirschmaker. This was a catchweight fight. I didn't really see too much. It had it in kilograms, and I didn't do any of the conversion math, so I'm not sure what weight it was.
Yeah, no worries.
But Cedric the Kirschmaker won. He won by a split decision. It's a pretty boring card looking by it. I mean, everything was a decision except for one weird ending, which we'll touch on in a second. The fight before that, we had Kalau Zaniv versus Julio Lobo. Thank God for an easy name. This was a lightweight fight. The first guy, Donyev, he won by surprise unanimous decision.
Tight.
This fight, second fight on the main card, it was Changlong Zhang versus Nafi Bilalowski. This was a featherweight fight. I couldn't find any video clips on it to see exactly what happened, but apparently this ended in a no contest due to an accidental forearm KO.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I'm not sure who landed the forearm and knocked out the other, but yeah, some weird shit went down on that. Then we had the opening fight. It was Yuhang Z versus Asa Tenpao. I seen Tenpao fight on a previous Glory card. He's pretty damn good. He ended up winning that one by a split decision.
Fucking nice.
Yeah. Glory, they do those split cards. So that was the main card. Uh-huh. They also had their running Super Fight series. This had the lightweight tournament going on in it. So the opening round was Lu Zhu. I don't know how to pronounce it. The last name is XU versus Chao Wang.
Mushu?
This was a lightweight tournament semifinal, and the first guy won by unanimous decision.
Man, a lot of fights went the distance.
Yep, all of them except for that weird forearm KO.
Huh.
The next round, well, same round, next fight, we had Li Deng versus Wen Sheng Zhang. Zhang, he was a winner by split decision. And then one of the featured fights for this, not involved in that tournament, we had Zaza Zor Ari versus Zhai Lu, super bantamweight fight. Lu is the winner by surprise, another fucking unanimous decision. Then we had another featured bout. This is a featherweight. We had Chen Chen Li versus Masaya Kubo. Li was the winner by another unanimous decision. And then in that tournament final, we had Lu with the XU last name versus Wen Sheng Zhang, and the first guy won by split decision.
I love it. And the first guy. Tight, because those are hard names for us to pronounce.
Yeah, really fucking hard. Especially when it was a card in China. They like to feature those hometown fighters a lot, so fucking crazy. It's like it's up there with trying to pronounce Thai fighters' names.
Oh yeah, man, they're I'm good.
So dropping one weapon from kickboxing, we go to boxing. We had some weird PBC news. So that's the Premier Boxing Championship. They had a card on FS1. I didn't watch any of it, but I seen this shit that popped up. So apparently there was a heavyweight fight. It was Curtis Harper versus Effie Ajagba.
Mm-hmm.
So they came out, they had their entrances, they got into the ring, the ref went over the rules, went back to their corner, rang the bell, and this fucking Curtis Harper dude just ducks under the ropes and walks away.
What?
Yup. Walked all the way back to the locker room, did not fight. Since the bell rang, it was an official disqualification.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently he it was over a money dispute. He felt he wasn't getting paid enough for the fight, so he wanted to make a statement. In his words, he wanted to make a statement, and his statement was to walk out. It was the weirdest shit I've ever seen.
Damn, that's crazy, yo.
Yeah. So Ajagba advances. He's 6-0 since he gets a disqualification win, so he's now 6-0. And Harper falls to 13-6. He's most likely going to get suspended by the Minnesota Boxing Commission because it was in Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And he's not going to get any pay for the fight. So,
right.
I don't know what kind of a statement you were making on that shit, but very weird.
What the fuck? Yeah, I'm watching the replay right now. That's fucking crazy weird, yo.
Crowd's booing him. Everybody's all shocked and surprised. It was, I'm telling you, it was super strange. I've never seen anything like that in any kind of combat sport.
What the fuck? Oh, man, that is weird.
Yeah.
So you don't take no pay because you're mad about the little pay you're getting. It's weird.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, man. Hey.
But yeah. So moving on from that, we had some bare knuckle fighting. We had Bare Knuckle FC. This is their second event, second pay-per-view. This was the featured fight was Beck Rawlings versus Bryan Hart. I think they have to do these on Indian reservations and casinos and shit because it's bare knuckle.
Yeah.
This was in Biloxi, Mississippi. I didn't see the entire card. I didn't see any videos on it, but I did see the results, and there were some pretty recognizable names on there.
Yeah, Kimmel Grove was on there.
Yeah, one of the opening rounds, opening fights, we had Michael McDonald versus Charles Crazy Horse Bennett. I don't know if you remember Crazy Horse. He fought in Pride. He used to fight King of the Cage.
If I see his face, I'd fucking remember.
You ever see the video of the dudes getting in the fight backstage at a Pride event?
I mean, not really. I don't really remember.
And then the dude gets choked out? Well, yeah, the dude that gets choked out is Crazy Horse.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But yeah, so that was one of the fights. We had McDonald took the win in that. He got a TKO in round 4.
Shit.
Another recognizable name that you mentioned, Kendall Grove. He fought Bruce Abramski. Grove won that by unanimous decision. And he's a UFC vet.
Yeah.
Former Bellator fighter. Fought in Japan. I think he was a champion. 1FC.
Oh, okay. I remember that shit.
Yeah, he went up to heavyweight and just started destroying people. No, I'm getting him mixed up with somebody else. Scratch that.
Scratch it.
Yeah, scratch that. Yeah, he's a former fighter, so yeah. Moving on to Bare Knuckle. He's a fucking crazy Hawaiian, so I could definitely see him getting into that and loving that shit.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if you recognize this name, Joey Beltran. He's been around the UFC a little. He fought Arnold Adams. Adams won that by TKO for a doctor stoppage from round 4.
Ooh.
Yeah, so from what I read, it was a pretty nasty cut, but I didn't see any pictures or anything like that.
Man, I gotta try to get this seated somehow.
Yeah. I'm hoping the videos come out a little down the line. They did release videos for the first event they had.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to see some more for this one, but it might be a little bit before they pop up.
Fucking can't wait.
Another recognizable name, Chris Lytle, a former UFC fighter. He fought Drew Lipton. He won by KO in the first round. And then Beck Rawlings, who's former UFC fighter. She was on Tough. Made herself semi-famous from showing her ass and shit on Instagram with that other Angela Magana chick. But she fought Britton Hart and won with a split decision. She got some kind of belt, so I think she's whatever division champ for the women in that bare knuckle FC.
Oh shit!
Yeah. So yeah, looking forward to actually watching some of these events because the videos I seen from the first one look fucking insane.
Yeah, that shit looks fucking dope. I was watching a couple highlights while you were talking about it from the first one. I was like, oh, bare knuckles, nice.
Yeah, pretty sick.
Want to see somebody get knocked the fuck out?
Some actual sanctioned shit. We had a UFC Fight Night, UFC Fight Night 135. Don't remember where it was from, but who really gives a fuck?
the main
event on this one was, it was from the Lincoln. Justin Gaethje James Vick fight.
It was in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska, alright. So we had Eric Anders opening the card versus Tim Williams. Anders won that by a head kick in round three. Williams, he landed a nice spinning back elbow, but Anders was able to knock him down with a head kick that kind of grazed him. And while Williams was on the ground, he recovered. He was able to get back up, but as he was getting up, literally as his hand got off the mat, so he's no longer a down opponent, he gets kicked right in the face again and knocked out cold.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was perfectly timed to make it a legal kick. So his hand wasn't touching the mat. It was clearly off the mat. No knees were on the ground.
Yeah.
And it was just perfect. It was fucking perfect. It was crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
Yeah, that was pretty spectacular. The next fight after that, we had Deevson Figueiredo versus John Moraga. Figueiredo, I think that's how you say that shit. He was the winner by TKO due to punches. He was able to get it to the ground and did some damage out of top control for most of that first round. Moraga was able to get himself back up, but ate a couple of elbows and then like a looping right hook that dropped him as he was trying to back up. And then Figueiredo landed a couple of shots and then swings in, like lands some shots in his guard. Then tries to take like a wild swing, misses, falls to the ground next to him, so they kind of scramble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was the weirdest shit. It was so funny. He falls, they scramble back up, and then Figueiredo landed two nasty body shots that buckled Moraga.
He
dropped down to the ground. Figueiredo was able to land a few more shots before the ref jumped in. But Moraga just kind of turtled up after those body shots. They really did some damage.
Man, I gotta see this.
The next one after that, we had Brian Berberina versus Jake Ellenberger. This one was won by Berberina by TKO punches in the first round. He drops Ellenberger with some punches, but Ellenberger was able to get up. As soon as he gets back up, he's knocked right back down. And then Barbarina jumps on top of him with some more punches. Ellenberger was able to roll to his stomach and pretty much giving the signal, like, I'm done. Roll to his stomach, turtled up, and ref saves him. So that was a first round TKO for Barbarina. Pretty big win for him. Ellenberger's a recognizable name. He's kind of like one of those gatekeepers in the UFC.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Kind of beat him to establish yourself.
I just watched that knockout, that body shot.
Shots, yeah. There was two of them back to back. Just
spoiled them.
Couldn't take it anymore.
I love those. I don't know, man. Sidetrack real quick. I don't know what I love more, just a classic knockout or just like seeing someone just getting taken out by a mean body shot, because they're both like...
Yeah, the body shots are always fun to watch because it's so delayed.
Yeah.
Like you see them take it and then all of a sudden it's just like, there it is, and they go down.
Just fucking fold, bro. Ah, it's so crazy. Yeah. I love it. I love it. All right. Sorry.
All right, so going from that exciting talk about the knockdown, we go into another decision. We had Courtney Casey versus Angela Hill. Courtney Casey wins that by split decision. And we had Michael Johnson versus Andre Feely. Johnson won that by split decision.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the main event, we had Justin Gaethje versus James Vick. Gaethje won that by knockout in the first round. He caught Vick with a mean looping left-right hook combo. And just the right hand knocked Vick out cold, like one shot. Like, the first one to hit him rocked him. The second one put him out completely. He was out for a while, too. He had no idea where the fuck he was.
Damn.
Yeah, but a big win for Gaethje. I was hoping for more of a slugfest from this one.
Yeah.
Not somebody who got knocked out, but not that soon.
I was reading a lot of shit about James Vick, and a lot of people were talking him up and shit.
Yeah, he only had one loss going into this fight. He's a solid up-and-comer. He's definitely making a tear for a title shot. Gaethje's former title contender, so this was like his chance, but Gaethje, man, the highlight.
Yeah,
got that nickname for a reason.
I'm about to watch this shit, too. Oh, shit!
Yeah.
Bro, that nigga did like, he did a cartwheel.
That second one just shut the lights out and it was over.
Oh, man.
I think he landed one more shot before the ref stopped.
Yeah, yeah, he got one more in.
It was done after that, right?
Oh, damn. Oh, man, that was nuts. All right. Shit.
Yeah, so that's, that was mostly pretty exciting UFC card compared to that fucking snooze fest of a glory card.
Yeah, man, nothing sucks more than almost the whole card going to decision. I don't mind like half and half, but
I mean, they could have been hell of a fight, you know what I mean? I wasn't able to watch them. I couldn't find any of the videos, so it could have been good battles, but they all went to decision. Sometimes you get a good decision fight, but
most of the time
just snooze fest.
Yeah. Oh, man, this dude can't even sit down on the stool. Oh, damn.
Oh, Vic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, dude. He was I was surprised they let him stand to get his hand for the hand raising after.
Ooh.
I thought he was definitely going to stay on the stool for that.
This is a 2-minute video, and he's a minute in, and he's still just like kind of. Oh, damn. Yeah, you were right, bro.
He was out of it, dude. He had no idea where the fuck he was.
I'm going to tweet this from TMSR so y'all can know what we're talking about. Oh, here's a slow-mo. One. Two! Nigga. You did like a fucking... That was dope. Oh, shit, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. It was like the like waving tube man that's filled with air. Just like, boom. Just got knocked over. Damn, that was rough. All right.
That's all I got, man. That's all I got for this week.
Word, I just smashed a Capri Sun. Where the fuck?
Capri Sun.
Yeah.
Capri Sun juice pouch.
Where can the good people follow you, man?
At Skane44, Instagram and Twitter. Hit me up.
Skane44. Word. We'll hail it from you next week, my nigga. Thank you.
All right, bitches.
I'm a vlogger. Thank you, my nigga. Always talking shit.
Yeah.
But you're always...
He's got shit to talk.
Yeah, but you're always a pleasure to deal with, you fucking schmuck.
Yeah, we should use schmuck more often.
I'm saying, I used to say that shit all the fucking time. Fucking schmuck. Man, niggas back home used to say that shit all the time. They probably still do. All right, we're incorporating this. Schmuck is now a thing on the Minority Sports Report. You fucking schmucks. Don't be a schmuck. Love it. All right, we're going to close it out. this week with my beloved Overwatch League, because I love Overwatch so goddamn much. Man, it was All-Star Weekend. It was pretty cool.
All-Star, baby!
All-Star. Yeah, they had pretty cool shit happening. They had a lot of, there was like some 1v1s and shit. Some of the talent got to play some of the personalities from the Overwatch League. Like a commentator versus a player.
What are personalities for us uninitiated?
I mean, just like, you know, the announcers and commentators, you know, the people that...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, got it.
Yeah.
I was like,
no, you're good.
I hope they're good.
No, that's the thing. Everyone that, as far as I know, that's involved in Overwatch League is decent. I mean, they're not pro level, obviously, but... You know, they don't suck by any means. Man. But yeah, it was pretty tight. It was pretty cool. It was really different. There was the Atlantic Division versus the Pacific Division. Each team had 18 players. Every player had to play at least one round. So it was really crazy. It was a totally different... It was relaxed. I mean, like, people were, like, teabagging each other and doing all types of dumb shit. Just like letting them get kills, and it was kind of fun. It was fun watching it because it wasn't so serious. But when it was serious, at the end of the day, the Atlantic Division came out on top. They won 4-1.
Western countries.
Yeah, they smashed on them, man. It was they played 5 matches. The Atlantic team won 4 out of the 5. And then the
Western Hemisphere, Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, it was fun, man. It was really cool. But it was also really sad because Overwatch League is over. And then they had everybody like on camera, like, hey, this is everybody. And I was like, damn, they are signing off for the last time until next season. But next week is Overwatch World Cup. So I still have some more Overwatch to talk about. Overwatch World Cup is... top players of the world who aren't in Overwatch League playing for Overwatch glory and money.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like the Olympics back when they wouldn't allow pros in.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I mean, you can be a pro, but I don't think anyone from Overwatch League is doing it, because why the fuck would you do Overwatch, I mean, World Cup, when you just spent like 6 months playing fucking, you know, it's probably the last
thing. Yeah, but why would you do World Cup when you spent 6 months playing in Real?
Yeah. Right.
You're representing your country. So, you know, Korea will be there, and... Korea will be there.
Yeah, but it's not like that. It's individual players. Then they get pooled together on teams and shit. As far as I know, I don't know. I'll have more details for you next week. Because I was confused as to what the Overwatch World Cup was and Overwatch League earlier this year. So I'm still confused about the World Cup. Because I know what the league is now. But make sure you fucking follow us on the internet. At TMS Report. That's where we're all at. Make sure you follow Skame on the internet at Skame44. He's on Twitter and Instagrams with that. Jason Ogg.
I'm at Julian C. Mitchell. That's my real name. across all platforms.
That's his real name. I'm at The Beatnik everywhere on the platforms that I'm active on. Fucking. Yeah. Thank you for listening. We fucking appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys.
Have a great fucking week.
Be safe. Take care of each other out there.
Be careful. Be safe. Don't be stupid. Spread the love. Peace. Tone in the lap and you know it's a bump. Break it down the good green, roll in the blunt. Get a pimp tight girl.
gonna say I'm the man. Ice on the wrist with the ice in the chain. Ride through the hood, yeah, I'm dripping the grain. And I'm sipping the same while I'm changing the lane. I feel tight cause I'm choking the green. Bitch, it messed up cause I'm
drugging the lean.
Messing with a D-boy, riding a big toys. Make your man gal wanna get on my team. She gotta give it up when she get in my car. I ain't Denzel, but I know I'm a star. Cause when I'm in the club, I be back in the bar. In the VIP bar, and be buying the bar.
Yeah.
Buying the
DJ Paul is a dog, one you do not trust.
Shoot it right down, stress.